Lauren O'Sullivan is on the way next for a nighttime talk. Get in contact with her on 087-188-0008. I'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
And it's almost you-know-whose birthday. Don't forget to send their present to make their day extra special. Unpussed, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good evening, I'm Aidan Delaney. The Taoiseach says the government doesn't apologise for using long-term leasing schemes to provide social housing. A report found nearly 9,000 homes were rented from vulture funds at a cost of around €3.2 billion to the state. 74 of those deals cost more than €2,500 per month. Taoiseach Simon Harris says they'll be phased out by December of 2025, but has also defended using them in the first place.
But we also have to approach this housing challenge using every single lever at our disposal. And government shouldn't and doesn't apologise in relation to that. We need to find as many ways as possible of using every possible avenue and pathway to deliver homes for our people, be they social homes, be they affordable homes, be they homes to buy, and with a variety of initiatives that we've already put in place.
The government has agreed a number of measures to respond to the number of people seeking asylum in Ireland. Cabinet agreed Ukrainians using state-serviced accommodation will receive just €38.80 per week, regardless of when they arrived here. It also heard a number of staff in the International Protection Office with responsibility for decisions has doubled, with further changes expected. It's claimed last summer was the Northern Hemisphere's hottest in 2,000 years. Using tree ring data, scientists found the months of June, July and August were at least 0.5 degrees Celsius warmer than the extremes of a naturally varying climate. Researchers at the University of Cambridge believe it shows the dramatic effects of global warming, while El Niño was also a factor. 56 Gardaí are to be deployed to France this summer to help with events and the tourist season. 42 will be in Paris for the duration of the Olympic Games, 12 for the following Paralympic Games, and a further 2 for general tourism. Their role will be to assist in any interactions with Irish citizens. And you can now get a robot to carry your bags to your gate at Dublin Airport. DAA's Innovation Hub has introduced 4 new AI-powered helpers to transport bags around Terminal 1 for passengers with additional needs. The robots, with names like Sir Bottalos and Handler Bing, will be on trial this summer, and anyone who wants to take part can contact the airport's robotics department. And that's your news for now.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Scattered showers will continue in the south tonight, but it will become dry with clear spells elsewhere. Lowest temperatures of around 7 to 11 degrees. You're up to date with the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, nighttime talk on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hello, good evening. You're very welcome along to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan. I'm with you again tonight for some great chats. Some really, really lovely topics coming up tonight, and I want to hear from you. Get involved at any time. You can text 087-188-0008. Lots to discuss tonight. Loads coming up. We're going to have to talk about the portal at one stage or another. I feel like it has just been everywhere today. So if you've got thoughts on the portal, some of the behaviour, the location, like I maybe we didn't think the location through. We'll get to that a little later on. But first up tonight on Nighttime Talk, I would really like to know how you would feel if your partner came to you and said they would like to explore an open relationship. How would that make you feel? It's, you know, it's basically having sex with other people. So, you know, it's cheating, but everyone is in on it. So a lot of people feel no one's getting hurt because we're all on the same page. But maybe one person is more into the idea than the other. It sounds like one of those things that we're like, loads of Americans do it. Sorry to any Americans listening, but it does. It sounds like kind of something you'd see in the movies, or you hear someone's neighbour in the States is doing. But apparently, it's more common than we maybe like to think. There's an article in the Mirror online today about this couple over in the UK. They're 31 and 36, right? Zoe and Matt. They've got four kids. And they say the secret to their happy marriage is sleeping with other people. Now, Zoe and Matt are both on board with this. They're happy. They're like, we've both been cheated on in the past. We just feel that being open and honest with one another and being able to sleep with other people, you know, it just, everyone is happy and we're all on the same page and there's no jealousy, there's no lying, there's no secrets. It is a fantastic idea to keep our marriage healthy, and it works for them. And listen, everyone's different, you know, and what might work for one couple, like we always just assume what our normal is normal. So I would love to hear from you tonight, because open relationships, apparently they are a thing. How would you feel if your partner came to you and said, I want to sleep with other people? Would you be on board with it? Would you give it a go? Would you even entertain the idea? Get involved in the conversation on Nighttime Talk tonight on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. The text number is 087-188-0008. My name is Lauren. I would love to chat to you. We've got Jonathan on the line first tonight. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad at all. Jonathan, be honest. How would you feel if this idea was put to you? Are you in a relationship?
I am indeed. 15 years now. I can't imagine how that works. Like, you have to be a very special kind of person, people, for that to work out. I mean, no jealousy, no animosity, no begrudgery. I just don't see how that works for people.
And this is the thing. Some people are like the jealous type. Like, are you a jealous person? Do you get worried if your partner goes out on a night out, or if you were seeing them texting someone? You're not jealous.
No. You have to have trust in a relationship, but that is just a bare minimum. Like, you know, you have to trust the person that you're with. But like I said, it sounds more like if two people are not happy together, they're going to look for something outside of a relationship. So when they come back together after, like, if he's been out all night getting his jolly off and he comes back, I'm sure he's in a great humour. But if she's stuck at home with the kids, like, you know, I just find it hard to understand how people could do that.
Like, do they schedule it in? It was like Friday night, his night out, Saturday night, her night. Like, I would imagine there's a lot of conversations to be had around it. Like, it's a logistical thing.
And then you look at, like, the couple in America, you said they had four kids.
They're in the UK, actually, this couple, yeah.
The UK side. Well, even if that, like, I mean, what are you teaching your children? You know, that kind of way. I mean, is the nuclear family, is it just done and dusted now? Are we all just fed up with just men and women in a relationship and raising their children and... You know, I don't know how you'd be, well, like I said, it takes everyone to their own, but you know, it's just with kids and all involved, you'd wonder how that would be affecting them, or if fights do break out then, you know, and then there's an animosity or there's a fight about someone he's been off or he's been off with.
Jonathan, like, the nuclear family has changed. Like, families are blended families now.
Oh, no,
people
I understand
do break
that, like,
up and there is new partners. And look, people can co-parent really well. I suppose, are you worried that if these kids saw other partners coming and going out of the house, would that confuse
this
them?
This is what I mean. You know, be that thing. What are you teaching them growing up? Like, and again, I know the nuclear family, the nuclear family is changing. I know, look, same-sex relationships and all that. All for it, have at it. As long as you have two consenting adults in a relationship, you know, like I said, I don't care if you're two gay people raising a child. None of that bothers me. As long as the child is safe and happy and warm and fed, brilliant. And they're, but just like if you've a relationship with four children, mammy and daddy, and they're going off and they're bringing people home to the house or whatever way that works out, you know, I can't imagine it's very stable for children. And like I said, then the fights do break out. What are they going to be fighting about? You know, is it going to be every party you slept with back to haunt you? I just find it very, it wouldn't be my cup of tea. Let's just put it like that, you know.
I think there's a lot of people would agree with you. But here's the thing. Let's say you're together. You've said you've been in a relationship for 15 years. And maybe in another 15 years, you know, like people are getting older. Things change, your interests change. Like maybe one of you is really into, I don't know, going to the cinema. And the other one is really into going, watching horse racing, right? Like, for example, and you have other interests, you have other friends, and maybe you've less and less in common, and maybe one person is really sociable, like they want to go to watch horse racing with their mates, but the person who wants to go to the cinema wants to do it on their own. Like, people do change over time. Can the relationship change?
It can, of course it can, because everything evolves. Everything evolves. Like you said, you start going out with somebody when you're old, you know yourself, at sex all around the clock, night and day, everyone's taking their clothes off and jumping to bed together. Then time goes on and that changes. Then kids come coming. Relationships are always evolving. They're always changing, you know. It's never going to be to stay the same. From day to day, it's going to be different. But just that whole concept, I can't wrap my head around. I mean, you're either with a person or you're not, as far as I'd be concerned, you know. That's just the way I am about it. You're either with the person that you're with, or if you're not happy in that relationship, if things do change and there's animosity over that, then either break up or you learn to come together. But jumping into bed with somebody else, multiple partners, doesn't seem like it fixes anything to me. You know, it just seems like it with that animosity more than anything. But like you said, if people can get along with it, that's fine. But I'd be just worried about children in a relationship like that. If what they're saying, coming and going, what kind of talk is going on around them, how it's affecting them, you know? That would be my biggest issue with the whole thing.
I think this is something that probably happens more than we realise. And because for years and years, people have had affairs and have left marriages, left families because they're unhappy, okay? And they maybe didn't know how to say they were unhappy. And they ended up one night after one too many drinks, El Debbie from the office was looking pretty good. And, you know, and then all of a sudden it all burned down around them. And I think if people are willing to open up and have these honest conversations and be like, look, our relationship has changed over time and maybe our kids are growing up and maybe we have different interests. I think if people could maybe try and have these conversations, there wouldn't be as many people breaking up or as many people cheating because they were honest from the get-go. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree with that, of course. Well, like I said, there's no point being with someone. Like I said, if you're unhappy in the relationship that you're in for whatever reason, communication is always best. And if you can communicate that and see how it goes. But yeah, it would be. I just, myself personally, on a whole moral, you know, the idea going off and sleeping with someone and coming home to my partner and my kids, you know, I feel dirty. You know, that kind of way. It wouldn't
I'd
be
definitely,
me.
I'd make you shower first, Jonathan.
No, I just mean to myself. I mean to myself, I just feel dirty. You know, I don't know. Even with consent, I think if someone's saying to you, yeah, it's okay to go and sleep with somebody else, I'm thinking, Jesus, what, really?
Yeah.
You know, where we're at?
And then I suppose there's the worry is then who are they going to be meeting, you know?
And then you have STDs and, you know, and you have all these other things to consider to take into account. And is it friends of theirs? Are they just going online and meeting random strangers to go and have
hooking up with friends, you know? You couldn't be with people they know. But there's so many rules. I think you'd have to lay down ground rules in the beginning, wouldn't you?
Well, you would think so. Yeah, you'd have to know where you stand. But again, I don't know, if you have a problem between 2 years or one of you wants sex more than another or one is a higher sex level, like you said, you have other hobbies that you're spending a lot more time apart. And then someone comes and says, look, this is all the change on us, I'm not sure. And I think we just start sleeping with other people because we're not getting along or whatever it is. I just kind of, that, to me, that would be like, to myself, it would be kind of the end of a relationship if that's where we've gotten to.
Okay,
you know,
interesting.
In my mind.
Jonathan, hang on the line there, if you don't mind. Really great points there. I'm going to bring Harry in on the conversation now, though. Hi, Harry.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I was just saying, Harry, to Jonathan there, like, we're kind of wondering about how we'd feel being with other people, but you're after bringing in a point, like, you want to know who your partner is sleeping with.
I wouldn't want to know who she's sleeping with. I'm just saying that I wouldn't have it at all. I mean, if I married and with somebody and he brought that up, I mean, what's the point of being married? I'd say to John, you know?
But do you think, Harry, that this is the way a lot of relationships are going now? Is that like, look, people aren't staying together. But look, like, families and marriages are changing. Like, that maybe people don't want to stay together as long as they used to. You know, you don't have as many people kind of doing the distance that maybe their parents did or their grandparents did. That maybe this is like this couple in the UK, Matt and Zoe, this is a way of keeping their family together, is having sex with other people.
Imagine you having to say to your kids, where's mommy? She's not talking me in. No, she's out with the other half. And she's having sex with somebody else, you know?
Well, I don't think that would be part of the bedtime story or the bedtime routine.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if the kids are going to school, they're 14, 15, whatever, and you have to explain what's going on. And kids aren't stupid. I mean, how would you... And then the thing is, her coming home, having a shower, brushing her teeth, and getting it into the bed beside you. I mean, my head would be spinning. My head would be going... You know, the toss of it even, it's just... I don't get it, you know? Maybe I'm from a different planet, I don't know. But I don't get that because I wouldn't be able to get that out of my head.
Yeah, like your ego wouldn't be able to cope with that, that she'd been with someone else.
Not even an ego. I just think it's about self-respect. It's about... When you stand up there, it's love, honour and obey, you know? And on death it was part. It's not love and obey and until Tom, Dick and Harry comes along, you know?
Love, honour and obey, like they're fierce old vows. I don't think I said honour and obey in my vows, and that's only a couple of years ago.
I didn't say that, neither did I have to say. But I mean,
yeah, I know
I'm
what
just
you mean
saying,
though. Like,
I'm just
yeah,
saying,
in sickness
know?
And in health, for better or
yeah,
for
I'm
worse.
Just saying.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I
just imagine you lying there and your partner coming in and you know that he's having with somebody else, has a shower, in the bed, lies beside you. Would you be able to go to sleep? Would your head not be rambling?
Oh, I wouldn't be able, Harry. Like, definitely wouldn't be for me. But I
oh,
do
yeah,
think...
Impressive.
But you know what I think would
what
be
would
worse?
Because
like? This couple in the UK...
Well, better than me.
I met...
What?
Yeah, I know. Her boob's bigger. Zoe and Matt, this couple in the UK, they were saying that... Because it's all so open, like they've both been cheated on in the past. And I was saying to Jonathan earlier on that I think what breaks up a lot of marriages and a lot of families is cheating and affairs. So that, you know, before it gets to that, if everyone is just open and honest and if both parties are on board with it, then there is no lying, there is no secrets and everyone is happy because they're both in on it, you know, and they still come back to one another if it's working for them.
Listen, each their own, but I mean, I'm just saying that I don't get. If you get married, it's a bond between the people. You know, if it's not working, separate, you know? And then you can do what you want. You can sleep around and do what you want. But if you're together and you're married and you have children, and I want to sleep with somebody else and then she wants it, well, what happens really if they both, like, don't agree, only one person agrees to it. Is that cheating then?
Yeah, see, this is what I'd really like to hear from people as well is if your partner came to you, or maybe like I'd love to hear from someone and we can keep you anonymous, no problem at all. If your partner has come to you or you maybe are the one that wants to try an open relationship, but the other side, the other half is not keen on it. Where do you go from there? Like, Harry, you said you wouldn't stand for it at all. You wouldn't be having it. But
no.
If you knew that your partner wanted to try an open relationship, would you, and then you said no and you agreed not to do it, would you be able to get past the fact that they'd even suggested it?
But the whole thing is, that's going on now, it's called affairs, you know. I know loads of like married couples out there and they are having affairs, you know.
But that's what I mean. Would you always be worried then?
She, you know?
Would you
either
be worried that she is cheating then after suggesting this?
If she even mentioned it. Oh, well, like, straight away, be saying, like, alarm bells be going off. As she's been already doing this already, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She brought that up.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe that's why people don't bring it up, because they're worried. They're like, well, if I mention this and he doesn't go for it or she doesn't go for it, they're going to assume that I've been cheating anyway. So I would... Yeah. Love, absolutely love. Please do text 087-188-0008. Anyone who has had this conversation with their partner or has maybe even considered it, like, how did that conversation go? And if the other person doesn't go for it, how do you get back from that? And just, I think, cast the net out there for a second and just have a think to yourself if you're driving or you're sitting at home. If you were to entertain something like this, an open relationship, what would be your ground rules? Like I was saying to Jonathan earlier on, like you wouldn't be allowed to go near one another's friends. You couldn't be with anyone that the other person knows. What would other rules be for you? 087-188-0008. I've got Margaret on the line. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Lauren. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Margaret. Yeah, flying it. Thanks very much.
It's nice to see the good weather again, isn't it?
Yeah, thankfully. Hopefully it'll stick around.
Yeah. Oh, please God.
Margaret, please God. How would you feel if this idea was put to you about maybe sleeping with other people?
No way. Wouldn't have it. No way. Where's the self-respect and the dignity? You know, if you've no self-respect for yourself, how can you respect others around you? Do you know what I mean? And I mean, bicycles, that's what it is. I always remember my father saying, oh, that one down the road there now, she's a total bicycle. You know?
Yeah.
Like, humping everything that came in our way. You know what I mean? For fuck's sake, what is going wrong
with the world? We don't need the expletives, Margaret. Thanks very much. But
Sorry about that.
No, you're grand.
But really and truly, it is wrong, Laurel. There is no self-respect. If you marry somebody, you know, and, you know, either one, you know I had it with my husband when we got engaged. And I said, look, you know, you asked me to marry her, but I said, there's one thing I want you to know. I said, I only want 3 children. I want my own home. And I said, if you ever stray in the marriage, pack your bags and leave. Right?
Right.
And we were married for 26 years and he packed his bag and left. So I knew then exactly what he had done.
Wow.
You know?
Did you have any idea, Margaret?
No.
Just that was one day?
Yeah, no. I'll never forget it. The 3rd of June, I'll never forget it. That date sticks in my mind for as long as I live. And thank God my children weren't children. They were all over 19 years of age. And, you know, I mean, it absolutely destroyed me. Now, and that is to God's honest truth, because I never went out for 6 months outside the front door of my own home. And I used to go out at 1:30 at night with the dog to walk on the beach where nobody could see me. And be home at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, Margaret.
And, you know, there's always an innocent person caught up in this. And I know you read out that like it's happening in England, you know, and I'm sure it's happening in Ireland where 2 people, as I remember a girl on the phone here to hear the previous presenter, and saying she goes off for a week, you know, and then she picks up men when she's abroad and has a fantastic time. And the husband does the same. And I called her a bicycle. And that's exactly what she was. And he was the same. And they had children. And I just thought to myself, pair of sickos. That's what you are. When there's children involved, they couldn't give a toss about the innocent children. That is not... To me, it's a horrible, horrible thing to do. I mean, you know, everybody to their own, you know. But I just think there's absolutely no respect for themselves, first of all. And if you enter into marriage and you promise to, you know, love one another and, you know, to stick, you know, death do us part and, you know, look after one another in good times and bad, you know, that type of thing. And you work hard all your life and you provide a home and, you know, you have your children. And then, you know, you don't know what age those children are in the UK. You don't know it's going on in Ireland. And be sure it's going on in Ireland.
Well, I was just going to say, Margaret, you know? If you don't mind, I'm going to read out this message. Because I said earlier on, I guarantee you, there is couples, you know, engaging in open relationships here. We got this text in from a listener who says, please don't say my name, but I am in this situation. My husband has totally lost his sex drive after recovering from cancer. We are best friends, but I'm 48 years old. I'm in great shape. I spent my life raising our 2 children who are now both in college, and I'm just not ready to roll over. We have an open relationship and I enjoy my sex life. All of these callers don't know what they're talking about. Margaret needs to wake up.
No, no. Well, whoever that lady is, can I just tell you, I'm sure you're listening to the radio. Do you know what? That tells a lot how you feel about your husband. Your husband got cancer. He lost his sex drive. And you still want to be on the bike. You're nothing but a bicycle, whoever you are. Get a life.
Margaret, I have to say this, right? Like, I can understand. I'm not saying I agree, but I can understand how some relationships end up there, okay? And I'm really, really sorry for what happened to you after 26 years of marriage, your husband packing his bags, and as you said, you knew there and then what had happened.
Yeah.
But maybe, just maybe, if he had come to you and said, Margaret, I'm not happy. And if maybe it would have led to an open relationship, maybe it wouldn't have. As you said, you wouldn't stand for it. But by even just engaging in communication, maybe you could have found some middle ground and things could have been worked through. And in fairness to this texter, like, they've obviously had a conversation because they were open and honest with one another. And she says, he's my best friend. And once they're both happy, what's the problem?
Well, Lauren, you know, he left in June and I was 47 years of age. And in the August, I was 48. So, you know, I was around the same age as that lady. And to this day, and I am 66 now, I never went out with another guy ever since.
But Margaret, never. Like, you've your life to live. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. But why? What, did you just not want to meet anyone else?
Well, no, I've been asked out many a time, you know, and I have been on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought, I made my vows at the church. I promised that I would love my husband, you know, till the day I die. I'm a Catholic person. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we got divorced and all that kind of thing. But as far as I'm concerned, in my head, I made a vow and I will never break it.
Margaret, he left.
And that's, I know. But that's me. I have great faith in my religion. I recovered from cancer. I have great faith. I was watching Aston Villa last night playing Liverpool. And I said to the Lord above, please let them have a draw. And be God, they ended up having a draw.
Someone is looking out
for
you, Margaret.
I'm telling you that I know, you know, people say that one's off our trolley. I'm not off my trolley. I just think self-respect is very, very important to me. And if I have great respect for myself and I respect others around me. I'm not a gossip person. I'm not into that. I'm into helping others. And if my neighbour needed me to babysit next door, I will say, no problem, and in I go. I've babysat many a time our small children, you know.
Margaret.
And, you know, that's just the way I am.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Are you lonely?
No. No, not a bit, no.
Have you ever wanted to meet someone else?
At the start, yes. Definitely, I was at the start. Yes, I was. Because I'd be telling you a barefaced lie down the phone. I was at the start, and then I thought, get over yourself, Margaret. Shape yourself up here. You still have to go to work. You still have to earn a living. I got the house. And that's all I want. You keep the money. I'll take the house. Thank you very much. So he got the money and I got the house. Happy days. And I was happy with that. He went off and I worked. And only that I got cancer when I was nearly 61. And then I had to give up work. I had this thing in my head. Oh, within 18 months, I'd be back to work. Fantastic. It never happened. You know, I've just had a run of bad luck with my health, you know.
Hmm.
But look, I mean, I'm happy. I have my own home. It's mine. I owe nobody nothing, you know, until the bill comes in the door for the electricity bill or the gas bill, you know. I own my own car. I don't owe anything on that. I pay for my bins to be collected. I buy my own food. I go visit my son over in the UK. I visit my other son in Canada. And I have a daughter in Ireland.
Do you think, Mark, I'm going to go to an ad break now in one sec, but yes, I just want to ask you this. Do you think your kids would like you to meet someone? Have they ever encouraged you to meet anyone?
Well, they said it's up to myself. And I said, look, I said, I explained to them like I did to you over the phone there, that I made a vow. And I said, I'm Catholic. And as far as I was concerned, even though we're divorced, I said, I still hold that dear to my heart, you know. And I still have the paper blessing from John Paul II. And I have the album on the day we got married. And I take it out every now and again and I have a look at it. And I look at my mum and dad, which have passed away, and other people, my neighbours who have passed away, and other people. Mm. And I have happy memories, you know.
Margaret, it's lovely speaking to you. Mm-hmm. I hope you hang on the line a little longer there. I'm going to go quickly to an ad break. Thanks so much. But I have Ellie waiting. Ellie, I'd love to chat to you because I was saying earlier on, I think as things are evolving more and more, young couples are having these open and honest conversations and perhaps open relationships. So if you've any thoughts on that, get involved. I'm on 087-188-0008. My name is Lauren. This is Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Be right back.
Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818-942-105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Cassidy Travel has your ticket to adventure with unbeatable deals on theme parks worldwide. From the magic of Disney to the excitement of Universal Studios, the charm of Legoland and much, much more. Your next thrill-seeking journey awaits. Book now and let the fun begin. Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop. CassidyTravel.ie.
The Mallow Garden Festival, one of Ireland's largest home and garden festivals, takes place on May 24th, 25th and 26th.
There's over 200 exhibitors, 25 super show gardens, free gardening seminars and view over 5 million plants on display, plus a vintage car show, artisan food expo and pet show.
The Mallow Garden Festival, May 24th, 25th and 26th. Free bus service from Mallow train station daily. So join Peter Dowdle, Pádraig Corcan and their team at Cork Racecourse Mallow, 11 to 6 daily. It'll be blooming great.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This is Nighttime Talk, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan and the text number is 087-188-0008. We're talking about open relationships tonight and how you might feel if your other half suggested sleeping with other people. I was talking about this couple in the UK. I said at the start of the show that this is something you just like see in the movies or here in America, but this couple in the UK actually... We're in an article that I referenced earlier on and we've heard from listeners here in Ireland. So look, I mean, I think sometimes we have our head in the sand that we're like behind the times. I think there's plenty of couples hooking up with other people out there. And if you or someone you know has ever been in that situation, I would love to hear from you tonight. I would also love to hear from people who feel like, look, relationships break up all the time and we all know of maybe parents or grandparents. Like we heard from Margaret earlier on, who was married for 26 years. Her husband left. But as far as she's concerned, she made a vow the day she got married. She will never break that vow. She won't ever be with anyone else. Like think of all the couples we know who like sleep in separate bedrooms. But yet, like that's just it. I'm sure there are plenty of couples out there who go off on separate holidays and do their thing and no one ever talks about it. Or maybe they talked about it once and it's just this unspoken agreement. Am I totally out there on that, or would you agree? 087-188-0008 is the text line. Get involved. I would love to hear from you. Ellie is on the line next. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all, Ellie. Ellie, I was saying earlier on to one of our previous callers that I think a lot of relationships are moving in this direction. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with like everyone being so more accepting nowadays. Like, there's a lot of, I don't know, bisexual or polyamorous relationships nowadays. And like, some people can't just keep one partner, and that's absolutely fine. It's great for communication as well. You need to be really, really communicative in an open relationship as well. I think it's great. I honestly do think it's great.
I mentioned this couple earlier on that I read about online. And like, they're only 31 and 36, right? Zoe Gray and her partner Matt, and they live in Cambridgeshire, but they've got four kids. And their reasoning behind an open relationship is that they've both been cheated on in the past. So they were like, look, this just takes away from any lies, any secrecy, any jealousy. And like, that is a huge problem in a lot of relationships, is jealousy and trust. So if everyone's cards are all laid out on the table, there's nothing to be worried about. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. And you also don't need to worry about cheating if you're in an open relationship, you know? I think like, loyalty isn't the most important thing in a relationship. Well, you can be loyal to as many partners as you'd like, as long as there's like an open communication there.
Margaret, our earlier caller, was saying, you know, if you are married to someone, like, I understand if you're on the dating scene and lots of people date loads of different people at the same time, and you know, once it's not exclusive, it's fine, or once you're honest with people. But what about when you get married, Ellie, and you make those vows, whether it's in a civil ceremony or a religious ceremony? You know, that is your husband or wife for the rest of your life, no?
Well, if you make vows to someone, they don't always, like, nowadays everything's a lot freer. We have more room to spread our wings, and I don't understand why people would want to hold themselves and shackle themselves down. Obviously, you can love somebody, but you can also love multiple people. It's just, you need to grow as your own independent person as well as being with just one person. I feel like it could get very boring very quickly.
Margaret, what do you make of that?
No. Ellie, Pat, you're way, way off board there, to be quite honest with you. You know, multiple partners, have you no self-respect? Or yourself, your body, you know?
Well,
no respect at all.
I have a lot of respect for myself, but
you obviously don't, because you sound like a bicycle there, you know? Like,
Margaret, Ellie's not saying that this is something that she's done. It's just an idea.
Said it was something I did. But what I'm saying is,
well, I apologise then for making assumptions.
Listen to what I'm saying here. Just respecting yourself, you can... How do I put this in words that you'll understand? Basically, having one partner or having multiple partners does not affect how much you respect yourself. You can respect yourself even more having multiple partners. I don't understand why you think that would be disrespectful for yourself or calling anyone a bike, because it's their body and it's their choice. You understand?
I very well understand. But
yeah.
Were you not reared by your parents or parent, whatever case it was, and I don't want you to answer that, that's your own personal business, to have respect and courtesy and decency and honesty in your life, and it'll carry you far, far into the future. And if you cannot have respect for yourself, your body, because we have cases where people turn around and say, oh, he rubbed up against me, that's sexual assault. So you're allowing other people abuse your body. So are you going to scream? I'm not saying you personally, okay? But are people going to turn and cry, you know, shout rape when they feel they want to?
I don't really know where you're going with that one, Margaret.
I don't really know where this is coming from or where you read that out of. It's just, I was more talking about.
It's all about respect. It's respect for yourself.
But absolutely, why? It's, you can still be respectful, you know, in an open relationship. Now, I actually, with all due respect, I don't understand where you're going with that at all.
Well, what I'm saying is, and we've all seen it in the papers and on the media, where you have girls making claims, where there was one case where a girl made a claim that she was sexually assaulted by a person. And it never happened at all. She made it up.
What does this have to do with the relationship?
With the person. And what I'm saying is, people would want to start being respectful. It starts with yourself. That if you meet a guy and you fall in love with that guy and you want to be with that person, and then all of a sudden, you know, 6 months down the line or 6 years down the line, you decide, actually, I want to go with somebody else, but I still want him. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is you have a clear, open conversation with your partner. If they want that, then you expand your relationship. If they don't want that, then that your values no longer align, and so you break it off. There's nothing to do with, oh, if my partner does not want to expand our relationship, I'm just going to cheat on them and cheat on them. No, because it's all about communication, and it's all about talking to your partner. It's not about, oh, I have no...
Well, you're talking about partners now, so it means that
well, yes,
you're with
an open
a person.
Relationship, you still have partners. An open relationship, you can still have a partner. You can still have a main partner, and you just go and...
Well,
you,
is your partner your husband, or is he just a partner?
Well, I don't know what it... But I don't just have to have a husband. I can have a wife, or, you know, expand beyond that. But I'm saying partner because it's broader. I'm not saying partner.
No, what I'm saying is, if you're a married person, right?
Okay.
And you're married to a guy or a girl, doesn't make any difference. You're still married, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do understand.
And at the end
there.
Of the day, do you not have respect for the person that you married? That you need more sex with somebody else because he's not satisfying you?
Well, it's not all about just like having respect for your partner. Like, you can also just be there to grow with your partner, and sometimes growing means growing sexually, growing with independence. Because if you want to keep the marriage alive, it can often, like, a lot of people use a solution is open up the relationship, even if it's temporarily. It can just really open your eyes. What you're into, how you like to spend your days, and like.
Yeah, it mightn't always be about sex, is what you're saying, Ellie. And I think, to be fair, that's automatically where everyone's minds go. I want to bring Sharon in on this. Sharon, if you're there, what are your thoughts on some? Because I think Ellie has articulated a lot of this very well. What do you think?
Hi, Lauren. Respect to both ladies. They're putting good points across. My own self, I feel, relationship. I prefer exclusivity. I prefer my partner to focus, you know, on me and me on him. And it feels special that way. And I don't think I personally could feel special if it was a shared or open relationship and he had somebody else or I had somebody else. But, I mean, I do respect what both parties are saying. But there's one thing I do think with Margaret. If her husband broke the partnership, then I kind of think I'd love to see her with someone else if she so wanted, but she seems like an independent lady and happy with her life, so.
Well, you see, I'm 66 now.
Oh, listen, age is no barrier. I have friends older than Margaret, and honestly, they're forming beautiful relationships all the time. Yeah. I have one friend that's a bit older than you, Margaret, and she's just met somebody who has exactly the same interests as her, and she's having a ball of a time. They're singing and going dancing and having a great time. But, you know, I just feel like if somebody broke the relationship, why should you have to honour it? Because it was a commitment that, you know.
Yeah. I didn't mean to be rude earlier on, Margaret, but like.
Not at all.
And I completely, like you said, you're not lonely. You've got a very full life and you have your kids who you visit.
Yeah.
But I'd be with you, Sharon. I don't think anyone should be alone. I think life is to be enjoyed, and it's even more crack with other people. I just want to read out this message, if you don't mind, because we had a message from a listener earlier on who said she's 48. Her husband has lost his sex drive after recovering from cancer. And she's like, look, we've been open and honest, and I'm in great nick, and our kids are older, and I go out and I enjoy my sex life. I have another listener who's gotten in touch, and again, we won't read out names because I did promise I would keep you anonymous if you got in touch about this, because I wanted to hear from people who are in favour of open relationships or who've maybe tried it. Hi, Classic Kids, please don't read out my name, but I'm in a similar situation. My marriage broke down a few years ago, but it took a while to move on. I think an open relationship is the best thing, because once trust is gone, I can relate to it because he's married, I'm single, and you can't help who you fall in love with sometimes. I wish I could walk away, but I got in too deep now. He treats me well, and I do feel sorry for the wife, but we're both getting what we want. Now, can you just elaborate on that? Sorry, I'm confused. Are you just having an affair with a married man? Like that, that doesn't sound like it's an open relationship if his wife doesn't know about it. So if you wouldn't mind a bit more info on that. And that's the tricky.
No, she is having a relationship with a married man. That's exactly what she's
if
saying.
If you're single and he's married, I would like to know if his wife is aware of what's going on. I'd love a bit of reaction to that. 087-188-0008. I have Amy on the line next. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, what are your thoughts on this, trying an open relationship? Like Ellie was saying, once everyone's open and honest and you've got open lines of communication, no one can get hurt.
I think, you know, respect to everyone's own opinions and respect to whoever wants to do whatever they want, you know, as long as it's safe and consensual. But I just think that life is really too short just to, you know, not try everything and not, you know, just live life the way you want, you know. And I think obviously maybe people will find just that one person, but I think, you know, there's no point in not trying, you know.
What about if you're married and you have four kids, Amy, like this couple in the UK we were talking about earlier on? Do you not have a responsibility to your family?
I think you do, but you, like, if your kids are okay, you know, maybe you should have that conversation, you know, sit down with them and talk about how they might feel. But you still have to live your own life. You still have to, you know, put your happiness on your agenda as well. Like,
I just don't know how that would work, though. Like, if you're, like, let's say you've got young kids, right? I've got young kids, right? Like, I can't explain that to them. And, you know, someone made this point earlier on, one of our first callers, like, what about when those kids get a little bit older and they're in school? And what if, you know, they start putting two and two together, that their parents are having relationships outside the family home? You know, what if they start getting slagged about it by their friends? Like, you know, Margaret was saying there earlier on, when she was growing up, her parents commented on a woman who lived down the road. Unfortunately, people do judge and people do talk. Do you have a responsibility as a parent to protect your family and maybe put your own needs aside at times?
I think definitely you have to put your kids first, but to a point, you know. And like, there's lots of parents that are separated, you know, and there's parents that, like, maybe the father might have a new girlfriend or the mother might have a new boyfriend, or, you know, like, and kids, they just kind of, I think kids are more resilient than people give them credit for, and your happiness won't affect your kids. And if you're not happy, it will affect your kids. Your kids will be able to feel it. There'll be tension, you know.
It'll affect the children when they're teenagers. That's when it will affect the children. When they are told exactly what went on with mommy and daddy, and then when they hit teenage years, that's when it will hit them hard.
I think it's more so like, we're in such a modern world that I don't think in the future this thing will be uncommon per se.
I think we'll see it more and more, and I think exposure will change opinions.
And do you think this modern world is a good world?
Obviously not entirely.
Sorry, is that Ellie? Do you want to jump
in
there?
Yeah, sorry, hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it was a couple of years ago. We've a lot more freedom now, and we've a lot more opinions on things. Obviously, it's not perfect. The world is most definitely not perfect, and it's very dangerous out there. But if you can have one little bit of happiness, and that is maybe being with multiple partners, then why not?
The world from when I was a young girl, you know, and even going back even 10 years ago, has changed to, we say 10 years ago up to the present day, has changed so vastly quickly. I think everything is messed up. And I think, and I still go back to self-respect. And I think if you have self-respect for yourself, and because then you're able to have respect for others around you, you know?
Sorry, Margaret, when you're finished, I'll say.
I just think that the world has changed so quickly, and this free world, and everybody has a right of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. But I don't think it is a good world, I started to correct it, for this thing of multiple partners. What about your body? What about getting STDs and all these other diseases? You know, and how does anybody know, you know, if you, like those, that couple in England, they have four children. Are they 100% sure that the father is the father of those four kids?
Well, listen, this is where I was talking about earlier on, Margaret, that we'd need to have like the logistics and the ground rules set in place. Margaret, you've been an absolute gem. I really appreciate you coming on. Sharon, I just want to give you a final say there. I know you were about to chat there. Go on ahead.
Thanks, Lauren. Yeah, I agree. There's good and bad have come out of the modern world. The bad thing is that people have become a bit disposable. Everything has become a bit disposable. The good thing is that bad relationships where people just lived with them for years on end, maybe a partner who was, you know, had a drink problem or was abusive, and people didn't leave the relationship, whereas now they're much more supported. So there's good and there's bad.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Ellie touched on, and Amy also. Like, it's really interesting hearing kind of, I suppose, like even the different voices, the generational divide that we've been listening to. And I have to say, everyone has been so respectful of one another and, you know, giving each other time to chat. It's been really refreshing. It's lovely. But Amy and Ellie both talked about like that the lines of communication and how important it is to talk in all aspects of relationship. I think when we hear things like open relationships, we just all assume that it's a bit dirty, you know, and that everyone just wants to be riding rings around themselves. But actually, as Ellie said quite beautifully earlier on, is that it's about growing in every aspect of the relationship. What are your thoughts on that, Sharon?
Yeah, I agree with growing. But if you need to grow in a relationship, I think you need to end the relationship you were in order, if you want to have another one. And you need to, I just don't think open relationships work. I could be well proved wrong, but it just wouldn't be for me. If I'm going to grow and I feel my relationship needs more, then I would just leave the relationship. I wouldn't see the point in carrying it on.
Fair enough, Sharon. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. Great to have you on Nighttime Talk. Gigi is on the line next. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you very much. What are your thoughts on this one? There's been so many different points brought up around this whole idea of open relationships. What have you been thinking while you've been listening?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard loads of different opinions. I kind of think it obviously depends on situation to situation, but I think as time has gone on, like, I think relationship trends kind of change in a way. And from my perspective, I can see how it is attractive to some people because you can have such complex relationships with different people. And if you can have multiple people offer you different things and vice versa, you yourself can offer other people different things. I think it could be really beneficial.
Would you be distressed in any way if you were like long-time partner, like we heard from Margaret earlier on there, she was married for 26 years, three kids, and her husband just left, right, one day because he knew the rules. Like if he wanted to play away from home, that would be it. He'd be gone. If your partner came to you and said, listen, something's not working here anymore. I do want to stay in this relationship, but I'd like to start having sex with other people. How would that make you feel?
I think initially the shock would definitely be, I think I would immediately go to, well, what do I not have that other people do? So I think it would be a different situation to have a relationship to open. But I think if I went into a relationship and it was proposed as to be an open relationship from the start, I think that's the only way I would be comfortable with that, if that makes sense.
From the get-go, yeah. That if you were both on the same page, like when you start dating, for example.
Yeah, to kind of set that boundary from the beginning.
But you see, this is the thing. And I think like Ellie and Amy maybe were making that point from that kind of younger generation that maybe that is what a lot of people do from the start now. But what I think is the problem for a lot of people is this is happening to older couples who like maybe kids have grown up, things have changed, the relationship has maybe gone a little stale. And rather than cheating or, you know, not talking about it, they can't. Well, maybe some of them aren't talking about it. Like I mentioned, like lots of couples sleep in separate beds, go on separate holidays, and just maybe there's this unspoken agreement. And I think that's the uncomfortable territory for a lot of people, is that like this is years later, it's not at the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah, definitely. And I think from what I've heard from, because I know people who have multiple partners, from what I've heard, it's all about the communication side of it. It's about being super open with each other and what each other is comfortable with. And that to me is a lot of work that you have to be willing to put in.
Yeah, so I absolutely. I think, yeah, you'd have to be having a lot of very, very honest conversations and uncomfortable conversations as well. Thank you so much for getting involved, Gigi. Great to have you on Nighttime Talk tonight. You can get involved as well. 087-188-0008. I'll be speaking to a relationship expert after the news about how you can actually navigate this in a relationship. And lots of texts coming in. Someone's been in touch to say, where are all the men on this one? There's so much estrogen on air. I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s Show. Weeknights from 6.
This is Kim Wilde, and if you love the 80s, you're going to love these next couple of songs I've lined up to play for you. From Paula Abdul. And the Human League are coming soon.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio,
the home of the 80s and 90s.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kuehl on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You tell lies, thinking I can
Me Baltana, Milanige Shaska Shea, Horlan Huel Kerm Zernoch, Hidza the Beatles, Is Sasna, August Is A, I'm Down, on Tauron Zernoch.